Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Neil Saavedra. You're listening to KFI AM 640, The Fork Report, on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everybody, it's The Fork Report. All things food, beverage, and beyond. This is a time, 3 hours, 2 to 5 every Saturday, where we kind of shake off the heaviness of the week and we come together and we celebrate what we all love, and that is food. Good food, hanging out with people, and that's what we do here. I'm your well-fed host, Neil Saavedra. Thanks for hanging out. As I told you before, we are broadcasting from Wynn Las Vegas. And I got to tell you that this is my first time here and I'm blown away. It's just an amazing location and I could get lost here and probably will. I walk around with a map. That's how big it is. And one of the things that shines nowadays is you can't have anything, nothing without excellent cuisine. It's going to be a part of any experience. And so we wanted to bring to you Mark LaRusso and one of the chefs here who's been here for a long time. Now, you've done a couple of concepts before you were at SW, right?
Yes, I opened the hotel in 2005.
What's that like, chef?
It's exciting. You know, we have so many different guests from all over the world. So many food people are coming to Las Vegas over years. I've really seen the difference over the years. It's a really exciting.
And if you're a chef of any note, you want to be here and have a presence here in Las Vegas too.
I think so. There's a lot of luxuries. You know, we have great clientele. You have the back end of the hotels, especially a place like Wynn Resorts, who really cares about food and beverage. So you have the best of both worlds.
You walk around and you can tell there is no lost detail.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, to see the detail, there's always something going on. There's always construction. There's always... Let's make it better. So it's really exciting as a chef. You don't have to worry about the little things. I mean, you know, you care about the financials, you care about all that stuff, but the concentration is let's get the best product, let's serve the best food, and then we'll figure it out.
You know, it's funny, we were talking about Disneyland earlier and Walt had that attitude. It's not about the money, it's about the value. Give them value, give them excellence.
Yeah.
And everything will pay for itself.
I think that's definitely a Wynn philosophy.
How'd you get into cooking yourself?
Probably from an early age. I grew up outside of New York City in a typical Italian-American family. So food was always a part of like our lives early. And to me, it always brought back good memories. So even like eighth grade, a chef came to speak to school. I was like, oh, I think I want to do that. So I worked for a couple of years after. And then I went to the culinary school in the CIA up in Hyde Park, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And started from there.
No schlub. Coming out of there, you're ready to work.
Yeah, you're not ready to be a chef. A lot of people think you're ready to be a chef, but as far as a foundation, and it's really amazing. And there's so much information there. You could literally probably spend your lifetime learning up there.
You know, people always, I speak to so many chefs in a year, and people go, I'm constantly referring to chef this, chef that. And people are, why are you so specific about that? I said, because it's earned. It's like a military title or anything else to me. You have to earn it to really, you know, take on that chef. And it's a military, it's a brigade, right?
Yeah,
running
for sure.
A brigade.
Yeah, you need to work yourself up. You know, some people do make the mistake of jumping too fast. You know, things like the Food Network, it's been great for the restaurant business, but it's also, you know, there's only a few of those people, right?
Yeah.
So you need to put time in, you need to learn, and, you know, school gives you a foundation, but then you build from that, like any school. But you need to work with some good chefs.
So what's it like being an executive chef in a place like this, that is, the expectations are off the charts.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because, like, you know, being able to lead one of the, you know, most popular restaurants in Las Vegas, you know, this beautiful 5-star hotel, it's exciting. You know, every day we have different clientele. It's either there's a convention one week, there's, you know, I mean, convention's a big part of Vegas. People think it's just like this big party in town. Convention's a huge part. Obviously, the casino guests are very important, but you have so many people that come to Vegas now just to eat and maybe see a show, and the gambling's like, you know, the back part of it. So it's really exciting. You know, there's pressure. There's pressure because, you know, you expectations, you know, price point, all that stuff that goes with the Wynn brand. But also the pressure's less because they provide you the tools. And that's really special. And that's what the difference, I think, why I've been here for so long. Because they really provide you the tools to succeed.
They just want that excellence. And
yeah.
Everything else comes.
Yeah. And it's open dialogue, you know. Yesterday, we literally tried 13 different steaks. And to see which, because we're going to change a couple, just to see which one's the best.
Are you talking about different cuts or different prep?
We tried 3 different cuts and then 4 different companies for each cut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, and we just, it's a dialogue between a couple of chefs, the chef of the hotel, some of the executives. And the great thing is, like, price never came in a bag, you know, never came up. Let's get the best product. Let's serve our guests the best product. So as a chef, you can't ask for more.
My guest right now is Chef Mark LaRusso. We're here at Wynn Las Vegas, and my mind is spinning with all the different questions. So since you brought up meat, the cuts of meat, what's your favorite cut to prepare?
My favorite classic, I like a New York steak.
Yeah.
The most popular is actually the filet. But the great thing is we have so many different clientele, you know, from all the world. So we'll sell, you know, ribeyes. And, you know, yesterday we found a company in Northern California, or a few months ago, but we started serving it last night. It's a father-daughter, and they're, you know, they're aging all their meat. That's all they do is age meat. So, you know, we brought in some of their bone-in New Yorks, you know, and they get great feedback. So we're selling that. So we're able to introduce a lot of different, you know, not just the standard cuts.
I love that. And for those that like to cook at home, and we have a lot of folks, both that are chefs and that people like to cook at home, what are you looking for in a great steak, just with your eyes first?
Yeah, I mean, if you could, you have the luxury of having a relationship with a butcher, that'd be great. But you're looking for, you know, you're looking for a marbling. You're looking for, you know, let's say you're looking at a ribeye. You know, you want some of the marbling. You want to see some of the fats. You don't want to, you know, all fatty, but you definitely want to see some fat in there. You don't want it too lean. You want, I prefer like a thick, especially for grilling outside, you want a thicker cut.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, it tends to dry out. So that's, you know, you want to look for that freshness. And then I know a couple tips I like to do when it's grilling outside, you want to leave your meat out a little bit, maybe even for a half an hour, let it come to temp. So when you have this nice hot grill, you throw in the grill, especially the bigger cuts of meat, so it starts cooking right away compared to like a cold slab. People make the mistake of, you know, right from the refrigerator.
Yeah.
It's okay to leave it out for a little bit. So then, you know, you're not cooling the grill down. You want to season well. I was even surprised when I first started doing the steakhouse. You know, you have to season well. Kosher salt, a good coarse black pepper. You have to season first. You don't season after.
Do you have a pepper, a regional pepper or something that you like?
We just use a coarse ground pepper. We don't have like a specific one, but we just kind of a blend that we use.
It's because there's something about pepper that just takes it up to that next level. You know, of course, the salt is going to enhance the meat flavor, make it meaty, and that pepper just gives it a little bit of kick, depending on.
Yeah, and then the fresh pepper is such a difference. Like to grind your pepper, or even like if a busy restaurant will grind it right before service.
Sure.
But, you know, to use a pepper mill at home, it's such a difference than, you know, especially the powdery pepper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The stuff that we grew up on.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the table is crap.
Yeah.
You could smell it those oils that come out right when you drop it. It's just fantastic. All right. So we'll be back. I want to get more into, we only have him for 2 segments here, Chef Mark LaRusso here at Wynn Las Vegas. And we'll get into the restaurants, the ones that he's done in the past, the ones that he's in right now, and get deeper into that, including just the sheer mass and the volume of cooking at a place like Wynn Las Vegas. It just is mind-boggling. It really is. So stick around.
You're listening to The Fork Report with Neil Saavedra, on demand from KFI AM 640.
Hey, everybody. It's The Fork Report. And basically, this is when we get together on a Saturday and just celebrate food, you know, cooking at home, tips and tricks, or going out to eat. Remember, the local economy rises and falls on hospitality, period. Go out, be nice, spend, tip well, and enjoy the art of food. I say this so often that we really can't take it for granted when there's, you know, dine LA, dine Las Vegas, dine Long Beach, whatever it is, get out, support these restaurants, get to know them and support your local people and butchers and everything else. Just that's what we support here. We hope you do as well. I'm Neil Saavedra, your friendly neighborhood Fork reporter. And right now we are broadcasting from Wynn Las Vegas. It's a stunning property. It really is. And I basically flew in and started the show. So I haven't gotten out to taste anything, but you best believe I will. My guest right now is Chef Mark LaRusso. And Mark, so talk about the concepts you did before here at Wynn and what you're working on right now.
Okay. When I started at Wynn, opened it in 2005, I did Tableau. So Tableau was designed to take care of like the Tower Suite guest. And it's still open. We do breakfast and lunch. It leads right down to from the Tower Suites. So it's a high-end, think of like the highest-end hotels, of a really nice breakfast, a really nice lunch, really catering to that guest, you know, fresh juices, you know, a lot of organic product, a lot of good salads. It's just a really good, solid breakfast and lunch place.
You like doing breakfast?
You know what? It's one of my guilty luxuries that I like when I go to nice hotels. It's one thing I like to do is nice hotels. So when I go to a nice hotel, I do like to have a nice breakfast.
Me too.
So I really felt like that helped me a lot because I really wanted to put a lot of effort into it when I was there. So I stayed the first 6 years there. And then they opened Encore, which is connected to the Wynn. So just added onto it. And then we did a concept called Botero. It was right next to the nightclub. And it was a steakhouse. Had a really good vibe, named after the artist Fernando Botero. Some of his sculptures in there. And then I was there for about 6 years. And five, 6 years. And then they asked me to do the Italian concept. And that was really neat.
Was that exciting for you?
Yeah.
Coming from a traditional Italian-American family from the East Coast.
And I spent a lot of time cooking fish. So it was really exciting. We got a lot of our fish from Italy. I mean, like 90% of our fish from Italy.
I saw that. Reading up, I was very surprised. You're getting it flown in on the daily? Or?
Every 2 to 3 days. So at least twice a week.
That's insane.
So then they did, like, the great thing about the Wynn, even if it's working, doing well, they're saying, like, what can we do better? What can we do better? So they made some changes and over there with some retail. So then I was asked to take over SW, and I've been there for about 2 years now, almost 2 years. So that's kind of the granddaddy of the hotel. So I felt like it's progressive. Talk about, like, training and working your way up.
And how would you describe SW?
Crazy. It's really exciting. I mean, it's the busiest restaurant property. You know, we have people from all over, international guests. You know, it's just a place to have a good time. We spend a lot of time on the steak program. But also, my fish background, I really wanted, like, you know, not everybody eats steak, especially in Vegas where you come with conventions and maybe, you know, six of you come together, maybe everybody just wants steak. So we really work on the fish program also. And so everything's, like, treated equally. But obviously the steak is the shine. And we have a lot of, like, the classic cuts, you know, your filet, your chateau, porterhouse. But we also try to bring in a lot of unique cuts. We have a whole Japanese program, true Kobe beef. And then we have some other cuts from Japan. So we're always trying to progress, you know, picking out some of these smaller ranchers and farmers. We're doing a Santa Croda beef out of, like, the Bakersfield area. And the cows, like, the last few months is just finished on carrots. So it's a really sweet flavor.
Wow.
So we're really at the Wynn, like, you know, we have so many guests from all over and we have so many foodies now. And that's one thing, you know, all the years I've been here now, it's really changed.
Oh yeah. You know, there was, in the early days, you really had one thing to focus on. It's a circus or a theme park or whatever it was. It's like, this is the entertainment. Yeah. We'll throw some food at you. It'll be popcorn, peanuts, soda, whatever, hot dogs. But now you cannot get away with that. You have to have world-class food because people know ingredients now.
Yeah.
They know where they come from. They know how they should be prepared. So what's that like to prepare for such a worldly audience?
It's, I wouldn't say it's challenging, but it's challenging in a good way. It keeps you on your game. You know, you can't just, you know, take a day off. And so, yeah, and, you know, people call you on their stuff, like you said, you know, which, you know, and I've, you know, we've sometimes we'll get a comment like, wow, that's a good point, you know, but it's pretty cool that people, you know, people want to know where their food comes from nowadays, you know. Oh, and we'll ask all the time, like, you know, one of our beef is Creekstone. So it's the way it's butchered, it's a halal style. Mm-hmm. So we'll have people like, they'll know it. They're like, hey, do you serve Creekstone? I only want Creekstone. So that's pretty cool, you know. Or they'll find out, oh, you know, how are your, you know, what's your, how's the, how is it grass fed? Is it corn fed? So there's, you know, is the fish farmed? Is it wild? So, you know, is it organic? So there's, it's pretty cool that the, you know, the guest is becoming more educated and excited. And then you have some guests who, you know, think they're chefs.
Yes. That's a whole different thing. I like being in the spectator seat. I like eating and letting people do their magic. And, it, you know, maybe my thing may not be my thing, but leave that to the pros. What do you, with that international audience and building all these flavors, is there a particular ingredient that you particularly love working with?
I mean, this is going to sound kind of like cliche, but I really like seasonal ingredients. So it's always changing. You know, you could be the best chef in the world. And if, you know, if you have a tomato in the winter, it's probably not going to be good. And on the other hand, if you're using seasonal products and I have a great tomato in the summer, I'm already halfway there. So, I mean, like I love, you know, I like a lot of Brooklyn, a lot of produce, but yeah, really keeping it seasonal. And you'll see, I spent a few years in Northern California and I think I really learned that from there. Like a piece of corn in the summer, late spring is totally different in the winter.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's why would I, you know, I'll tell people to get canned stuff and they're like, what? But isn't it going to be, I go, nope, that can is going to be much better than that right now. Because that was canned when it was perfect.
It was perfect. Yeah.
Okay. So I just because I know a lot of people like to cook, listen, seasonal ingredients, that perfect tomato, a basic sauce, basic tomato sauce that someone could use on a pasta.
A good tomato sauce, I mean, I would start off with, you know, good olive oil, but you don't always have to do like extra virgin because extra virgin is a finishing oil.
Sure.
So it's going to be too strong. So I like to use like a blend of extra virgin or olive oil and maybe a canola oil. It also raises the heat. So, you know, less burn. So that's
a smoke point there.
Yeah. So I always recommend that. People are like, oh, I just cook with extra virgin. I'm like, okay.
It's the strongest flavor. Yeah. Really, and it's not as neutral as
It should be just for finishing, I believe. And then, you know, great, you know, good garlic and basil, you know, cooking that down slowly. You know, it's all about, like, cooking is funny. Like, I tell the cooks, like, you got to be fast, but you also have to cook. Like, you know, to take an onion and saute it slowly and release the liquid in it. It's, you know, compared to, like, and maybe that's the difference between a lot of times home cooks and chefs. Like, you have to develop that flavor. And, you know, using great tomatoes. And, like, you know, if tomatoes aren't in season in the summer, you know, a lot of people go with the San Marzanos or, you know, just really good tomatoes and good basil and just, you know, keeping things simple, right?
Okay. East Coast, Italian American.
Yeah.
Is it sauce or gravy?
I go gravy. I've always been Sunday gravy.
Sunday gravy.
Yeah.
My friend here at the station, Michelle Q, one of our producers, she's the same way.
Yeah.
She's all the Sunday gravy. It's all day long.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, her favorite hotel. This is the one she comes to when she
comes
out. She loves gaming. I'm sure she's been to your place. Chef, I know we only had you for a limited time because you work for a living and have to get things ready for all of the people going to enjoy your food tonight. But I really appreciate you taking the time.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
My pleasure. Chef Mark LaRusso, SW is the restaurant here, and you best believe I'm already hungry.
You're listening to The Fork Report with Neil Saavedra on demand from KFI AM 640.
Hey, everybody. It's The Fork Report, all things food, beverage, and beyond. We come together every single Saturday for 3 hours to celebrate food, the people that make it, the culture behind it. Of course, cooking at home, eating out, all of those great things are what we love to talk about. And today, we just happen to be doing it in a different location. We're at the Wynn Las Vegas, and it is just beautiful here and enjoying the sights and sounds. Had a great opportunity to chat with Chef LaRusso, Chef Mark LaRusso from SW here. He's been here for so long. He said he came here for 2 years. And he's been with Wynn since they opened, making great food and bringing fresh ingredients and his craft to the scene here. I'm looking forward to checking out the food scene. I basically got off a plane and started the program. So I wasn't able to check much out yet other than the property itself. And I'm looking forward to getting into that later on. But what a treasure. It was really nice to chat with Chef LaRusso. Just excitement for food and his love for fish. And reading up on him, I was excited about that too. And the freshness of the fish and the fish that they bring in from Italy and things like that here is just amazing. So I'm your well-fed host, Neil Saavedra. Thanks for hanging out. Don't forget, you have Tawala Sharp coming up at 5, and then you have Unsolved with Steve Gregory at 7. So go nowhere. All right. So checking through some things I saw, I feel so bad. You know, when you watch these shows, whether it's Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune. I think Wheel of Fortune is one of those that hurts a little more because you're sitting in the comfort of your house, you know, just chilling. And all of a sudden you're watching somebody under the situation of being stressed out on national television try to guess a puzzle. Well, this one hurts a little bit. The category was food and drink. The contestant had everything up on the board save for one letter. The puzzle, as it stood, was F-R-E blank H, tropical fruit. So, yeah. So, she did not get it right. So, you know, sometimes you get kind of twisted and shows she said, I'll go with G. But F-R-E-G-H, I don't know. I'm going to chalk it up for just being a little stressed out. But I thought, and I'm not saying I would do better standing there with all the pressure on, but I just thought that is one that's going to leave a mark. That's one that you're going to be wearing around you for a long time. God bless her. Listen to these words carefully. Brioche waffle. Oh, yeah. Looking at these, going through foodbeast.com and checking out this incredibly indulgent breakfast experience. This article was written by Reach. And, of course, he's one of our favorites over there. So you love waffles. Everybody does. But imagine waffles that tie into that buttery, decadent, yellow brioche bread. We've all used brioche or challah for making French toast, little pan perdu, am I right? It's delicious. It works well. It's magical. That extra eggy beauty that comes from a brioche is magical when dipped in eggs and a custard. And then put onto the griddle. Fantastic. But now imagine that with the nooks and crannies and the crust that builds up when making a waffle. And now you've got something very magical. So these are one of those things that everyone's going to have to try, right? So this is thanks to St. Pierre Bakery that came together with this collab and put together these new brioche waffles. And this St. Pierre Bakery is well-known, celebrated Parisian cafe. And they have that Parisian culture through their brioche products. And they are taking the world by storm with these. All I want to do is come up with a concoction to do this. Of course, with brioche, you're dealing with not a batter, you're dealing with a bread dough. So I'm curious as to how they're putting these together, thinning them out with less flour or what they're doing for these, but man, oh man, all I can think about while looking at these is I want to have them. And that's the absolute best when it comes to food. If you've never, brioche is very decadent, a lot of egg yolks in it. And if you've never had it on a hamburger or used as a bun for a hamburger, it's fantastic. Now, I love your regular, you know, I love your white breads as well, but man, you get a brioche bun and you put a little butter on it and you toast that off and you put all of your condiments on it and then build that burger on that brioche bun. And you know that that is a thing of beauty. So now imagine all of that love already so eggy and wonderful. And you pop a couple of berries on top, maybe some peaches. Cover that with just the tiniest bit of syrup and good night, Irene. I'm going to be dreaming about this tonight. I'm going to wake up in cold sweats saying, brioche waffle, brioche waffle. Everybody always tells me how they can't listen to the show because it makes them hungry. I think I just experienced that right now. All right, it is the Fork Report live from Wynn Las Vegas in the Blue Wire Studios here on property. Just beautiful. Great hanging out with Jeremiah here and having a good time. So stick around. Go nowhere. We got one more segment left for you.
You're listening to The Fork Report with Neil Saavedra on demand from KFI AM 640.
Hey, thanks for hanging out. It's The Fork Report. I'm Neil Saavedra. We've been broadcasting from Wynn Las Vegas. And I got to tell you, what a beautiful, beautiful property. And of course, we talked to Mark LaRusso, chef of SW Steakhouse. And I got to tell you, man, they've got like this curated selection of certified Japanese and domestic Wagyu. And they focus on getting you this high quality, you know, A5 Japanese Wagyu, dry aged tomahawk chops, chili rubbed double ribeye. Man. This is the thing dreams are made of. So we talked with Chef earlier. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, go back and give it a listen. What a neat guy, cool background, East Coast, Italian-American, bringing that love and that passion to everything he does here at the Wynn property. And this time at SW Steakhouse, he's been with different concepts here. And so he knows his way around pretty well. I laughed at the fact that he said, yeah, I planned on being here 2 years. And that was some time ago. He's been here quite a while. So we were talking about the St. Pierre brioche waffles. And as I said, we're here at Wynn Las Vegas. And Jeremiah is engineering and running everything here in the Blue Wire Studios. And so we're talking about these brioche waffles. And he comes running in. He goes, yeah, check it out. So you can find them at Walmart and Vons and different locations. Check for it. You'll usually see if they have other St. Pierre stuff like croissants or things like that. But check them out. That's something I'm going to be going for ASAP because that sounds delicious to me. Going through some of the other things that are going on, I'm kind of in what's coming out mode, what's new, what's interesting. There's something I thought funny. White Claw's debuting its own line of flavored vodkas. Why do I think that's funny? Well, because at first they started this alternate beverage. And it's so funny how things kind of cycle that way. And they come up with new things. In this case, the White Claw. And the White Claws become popular. And then what they do, they go back to traditional spirits. So they have a premium vodka, they've got mango flavored, they've got black cherry, they've got pineapple, and we'll see how that ends up turning out. I'm not into the flavored vodkas. There has been time that I have, and there's certain cocktails that I think are amazing with it. I am one of, although I joke that all vodka tastes the same, it really doesn't. There's some really great vodkas out there that I enjoy. But oftentimes, sometimes the flavor doesn't taste real to me and when they flavor them and it's not so great. On a rare occasion, though, you do come across one that's pretty darn tasty. As far as one of my favorite vodkas it's Kettle One. It might be a strange one, but I had my mind changed a long time ago in France on a boat. And the captain of the boat, the barge, was served cocktails. And he knew his way around a bar. And he and I got into a conversation. And I did a blind taste test along with about four other people. And Kettle One beat everyone, I think, almost every time. And all the, you know, all the standards were there. All the ones that are coming to your mind right now that are expensive were there. So I've become a big fan of that. Okay, what's next is all of these things that are coming out, including these breakfast tacos. Now, I am a fan of breakfast tacos, and I think they're delicious. But to find them in a fast food setting, I'm wondering if that's going to be, you know, that's going to be the real deal, or if it's going to be something that's kind of a slow second, you know, because where you go to Home State, oh my gosh, if you've never had a Home State breakfast taco in LA, good night. I think they have a Pasadena location, maybe one in Santa Monica, and then there's one in Silver Lake, Los Feliz area, but just magical, magical, magical stuff. But in this particular case, you're talking about Dunkin' debuting a breakfast taco. So I'll be curious. Dunkin' does have some tasty food. So I'll be curious to see what they end up coming out with there and if it is truly enjoyed by the masses. Also, there's this, you know, we followed Coachella for a long, long time. Been there multiple times, more and more events and food related stuff. Well, now there is an exclusive VIP dinner at Coachella. It's been serving up all the vibes for nearly a decade that they have this out there. More and more of these location kind of centric eating experiences, like, oh gosh, what was it? It's called Out in the Field, or it'll come to me. Where you go and you have these eating experiences out at one big long table and experience great cuisine, great wines, great cocktails. Starbucks is turning itself to astrology for their new Zodiac drink pairings, because that's what we need, is Zodiac signs on and astrology on your coffee. It's funny that they used to actually sell coffee. Now it's sugared drinks with Zodiac on it. Our favorite rapper, Snoop Dogg from the LBC, launches his own line of coffee. And that will be coming to an area near you. And of course, Knott's Berry Farm's famous Boysenberry Festival is going to be going on. And the menu is bigger than ever. These, if you've never been to the Boysenberry Festival there at Knott's Berry Farm, it really is terrific. They have fantastic food. As a matter of fact, strangely enough, It's the one entertainment park that started by food and then became an amusement park. So they started being a food place, having the fried chicken, doing all of those things, and then had to find ways to keep people entertained because they were standing in line for so long. But they always have fun stuff. The meatball pizza that they've got going this year. Meatballs that, you know, have that delicious boysenberry. They've got a pancake burger. Oh, boy. But all of these things that they come up with are actually quite smart. They do a great job. So another fun event for you to check out. All right. So we've been having a good time here at Wynn Las Vegas. We want to thank them for the opportunity to come out and be such wonderful hosts to us. To Jeremiah, who's kicking behind the board over here, and to Raul and Kayla and everybody else making it happen on the LA side of things. I appreciate you. So go out this weekend, enjoy good food, be kind, be empathetic, and share a meal with somebody. It's very hard to hate somebody you're sharing a meal with, unless they're taking your fries. This is KFI and KOST HD2 Los Angeles, Orange County.
You've been listening to The Fork Report. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, and anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.